God bless everyone. So, last Saturday I got roped into doing CSI, crime scene investigation, around the streets of Bridgewater. And it was about an hour's drive to where we had to go. And we dressed up in crime scene uniforms, and Leanne had stenciled all the back. And oh, I mean, I thought I was too old for all this, but you're never too old to try something new. And it was amazing. We had a fantastic time. It was done virtually, so you sort of had a map on your phone, a bit like a Google map. And you'd have to walk a certain amount, and then it would give you a little clue. And well, we got the clue right. We found the murderer, we found the weapon, and we found the motive. And anyway, we didn't come first. But we did come first for the best dress group and the best photo. So we've won a free go next year. But as we were driving to Bridgewater, the two mums, there was three mums, it was Leanne and two of the girls that she walks up the school with their children. She said, "What does your husband do for a living?" So I told her, and she said, "Oh, that's amazing. I'm a Christian." So we had an hour's drive to Bridgewater. And once I opened my mouth, I'm driving. I don't even remember getting to Bridgewater because I was talking so much. And it was amazing because I didn't have Lawrence there. So he wasn't trying to say something because I was trying to say something. It was just me for the whole hour. And I was just, well, I was on fire. Like, God's putting these words in my mouth and I'm sharing with her. Anyway, she was so, so blessed. I want to share this with you. This was, so she found me on Facebook and she sent me a message and it says, "Hi, love. Just want to thank you for a wonderful, wonderful day. I just want to say I've listened to a few of your hubby's teachings on YouTube and it's incredible. I want to say thanks. It was inspiring, to be honest, and I've recommended him to my mum for her to listen to as well. God bless his heart. Hey, you know I've asked about spiritual attacks." So when we were driving down, she was asking about spiritual attacks, and that she knows that there's two gods. She knows about our Heavenly Father, and she knows about the God of this world. And it was quite funny, actually, because the other lady... So Leanne sat in the front with me, but the other lady in the back isn't a Christian. You know, she's in a car now with three believers, and she's the one that's just having to listen, whether she wants to or not. She can't go anywhere. We're on the motorway doing like 80 down the motorway. She can't jump out the car or anything. But I was sharing about the adversary and how he sort of roams around seeking whom he can devour. I said, "And if you're full of fear, you know, that's going to attract him, because he can't thrive on positivity. He thrives on negativity." I said, "So the more negative you are, the more fearful you are, the more he's going to attack you. And, you know, you may have your good periods, you know, where you think, oh, you know, life's really good. And then all of a sudden he comes in with his power punch. So we have to be strong all the time. You know, we can't allow weakness, and you know, the adversary is attracted to that weakness." So I was explaining all this and about devil spirits, and that, you know, greater is he that's in us than he that's in this world. So she got really blessed. But she went on to say, "You know, I asked about spiritual attacks. Does Lord do a teaching or something that can help towards that? I know what the word says, but it's definitely a struggle." And I sent her a few things, and she said, "Thank you so very much. I appreciate it a lot. I have no one to talk to about these types of things. No one believes me, except my mum and my sisters. My friends think I'm insane, or they say I'm seeing things. But when you've been suffering all your life on and off, Mum says, just be strong in your faith, daughter. But I do get scared. I've had so many things happen to me, I feel like it's stopping me from being a better Christian. The more I involve myself in it, the worse it gets. And that, I know, is what they want. I'll send, because I told her to send Lawrence a friend request so he could send some stuff to her. I'll send him a friend request and thank you so, so much. So, you know, it was just a real blessing to, you know, just to actually share, you know, what was in my heart, what God was, you know, encouraging me to speak, and for someone to be so receptive, you know, to take it all in and really enjoy it. And so, the you know, the blessing that it's not just her, you know, it's a family. It's her mum, and her sisters. You know, they've obviously all been raised in the Word, and I don't know what kind of background they're from, but obviously she believes in God and she believes in Jesus Christ. She believes that there's, you know, an adversary. She knows how the devil spirits are can operate. She knows that she's got to be strong in her faith. So it was so easy and so wonderfully encouraging for me, actually. So we're, you know, we're organizing another CSI because it was good fun. It's just a bit of, you know, we were only gone a couple of hours one Saturday afternoon, and it was just nice to be out with other girls to encourage them. You know, Leanne had been having a bit of a tough time with the kids, and so they, it was just a few hours without their husbands and without their children. And I got invited because obviously I was the designated driver. You know, it was just really so easy. And then, you know, as I've gone in work this week and certain things have been going on, it was just great to encourage them to have faith. And even like one girl, she said, well, I don't believe in God. I said, but you can still have faith. You can still believe for something. You know, even if you say you don't believe in God, you can still believe. You know, say what you want, not what you see. It works for saint and sinner alike. You say you want this and you'll get it. And so it was just a real great week of encouragement, even though it was one of the hardest weeks I've ever had. The mistakes that were happening and people just messing up and falling back on me. But, you know, God was with me. God was carrying me. He was taking care of me. None of the fingers got pointed at me, which was absolutely awesome. So, you know, when we continue to look to God in every situation, and I wasn't really believing for a laborer, even though I was being told by Danny and Amber and Lawrence, you know, you've got to believe for your own field, believe for your laborer, you know, and I was like, yeah, when it happens. But so it just seems like God made a way for me to be trapped in a car for an hour without Lawrence and be able to encourage and really share the word with this young girl. Her name is Amy, and she's got a beautiful heart, really lovely, lovely girl. I think she's about 30, 32, 34, but, you know, she was so encouraged. At the end of the day, it's one sows, the other waters, but it's always God that gives the increase. And wherever we are, we can share God's word. Those words that God gives us are always the fitly spoken word, and He will always reach the point of the heart where people really need to be healed or encouraged or delivered. So that's what I wanted to share. So God bless your heart.